Every time I think about breakthrough, I think about the parting of the Red Sea. I always get that image when I think about a breakthrough, because I see it as the most impossible thing that could ever move, moves by the hand of God. And you're able to walk on dry ground, and you're able to cross over to a new place. And that's what I think about with breakthrough. I think about you're leaving the old behind, and you're stepping into something new. You're not still dealing with the old things, carrying the old baggage and the old thoughts. You're actually breaking forth into a new realm, into new territory. That's breakthrough. Breakthrough isn't just a moment and then I go back to my old ways. It's not an event and then I just slip right back into my life, my old lifestyle. It is actually a change. It's a shift. And so when we declare that this is a week of breakthrough, I'm declaring that you will walk on dry ground, that you will cross over, that every wall that was hindering you from getting to that next place, into that next level, into that next realm with God, would be torn down today. You think about walls. Of course, we know Nehemiah built, rebuilt a wall, amen. But what about the walls that we built, right? Nehemiah built the wall to fortify the city of Jerusalem again, his hometown. He had to fortify it. He had to strengthen it. So walls are necessary, amen. Walls are meant to show the strength, but it's also meant to keep the enemy away, amen, to protect. But what about the walls we build up to keep God out, to keep him at bay? Sometimes we don't realize that those are the walls that we build. And those walls are built by different areas in our lives because we won't surrender it over to God. It's almost like, God, you can have all of this, but not that. And so how are we able to see a breakthrough? How are we able to truly cross over if we're not willing to surrender? Amen? And so our theme scripture for this session, as we come to the altar, is Romans 12 and 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, because that's your reasonable service. You see, that's breaking walls down. You're saying, God, I surrender. I lay myself down. I lay down my plans, my will, my agenda, and I say, Lord, have your way. I am the sacrifice. And I love how it says that that's your reasonable service, or in some translations say that's the least that you can do. That's your act of worship. Amen. And so when we tear down those walls, we're saying, God, I worship you. I worship you. So I will tear down everything, tear down the idols, tear down the walls, anything that I've built up with my own hands, right? I'm not building towers. I'm building altars to you. So what walls have been built up? So what the Lord began to show me is that there's different walls that we tend to build based on our reaction to certain times of our lives, or based on what he may have asked us to do. We build up a wall because we think, if I could just build up this wall, then he can't get into that place that is hard for me to even talk about, hard for me to even live with. But you see, he wants to come into those hard places too. He wants to come into those places that you think are hard, but for him, nothing's too hard. Amen? So again, when you think about the picture of breakthrough, it's taking those hard places and saying, God, come on in. There may be tears, there may be pain through that, but it's all for his glory. And he's a gentle God. He's a gentleman. Amen. The Holy Spirit is gentle. And so the Holy Spirit is highlighting these areas, not to shame you, but to set you free so that you can cross over and have a breakthrough and truly step into new territories in God. I always think about the places God has really worked in my heart, the breakthroughs I've had. It's so that I can cross over into new places. One of the things he began to show me, and I want to go there with you. I want you to go to Jonah chapter 1. And we're going to look at Jonah this week as kind of a blueprint of how we can build up walls and how the Lord will help us to tear those things down and so that we can truly, truly see a breakthrough. Amen. So in Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, it said, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me.' But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." So Jonah had gotten a word from the Lord. Anyone have had a word from the Lord? The Lord has spoken to you. He's given you an assignment. He's told you exactly what to do. Sometimes we make it so complicated, but God will tell you exactly what to do, exactly where to go, exactly what to say. He told Jonah, he says, "I need you to arise and go to Nineveh, the city, this city that the Lord called great, but it had wickedness. It had sinned against God, but God loved that city." Amen. I just love it when God loves a city. Thank you, Jesus, that he loves the city that I'm in. Amen. And you just can say, thank you, Lord, that you love the city that I'm in. Despite the wickedness in it, despite the chaos in it, he loves the city. And he sends people to cities. He sends people on assignment to cities. And I believe the Lord has sent many of us. He's given us assignment. He said, "Now I want you to go to that city." Go. But instead, Jonah heard the word of the Lord, and it says that he instead arose and fled. He arose and fled. God said, "Arise and go." Jonah arose and fled. And some of us are in that season right now, but we're fleeing from the plan of the Lord. We're fleeing from the assignment God has given us. And what the wall that we've built up because of that is a wall of disobedience. It's a wall of saying, "God, I'd rather do my own thing in my own time, on my own schedule, on my own agenda, the way I want to do it, the way I want to play out. And also, I don't know if I want to go to that city. I mean, that city is wicked. That city has sinned against you. Why do I have to go? Why don't you send someone else?" So Jonah responds to the word of the Lord, and he literally turns his back from the word of the Lord, and it says that he fled from the presence of the Lord. It says he fled from the presence. You see, when God speaks a word to you, his presence is all over you to be able to go. He's not sending you on your own. He's not telling you, "Now you go by yourself and do that." No, he says, "I will be with you. I will be with you." Think about what he told Joshua, right? He told Joshua, "Just as I was with Moses, I will be with you." And he sent Joshua on an assignment. He says, "I will be with you. I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you." But here Jonah gets this word and he flees. He flees to another city that God didn't tell him to go to. And it says that he fled from the presence of the Lord. He fled from the presence of the Lord. So the wall of disobedience. Oh, man, the wall of disobedience. I want to share something with you. Years ago, I was in a small group. There was a small group of us women, and I was leading the group. It was a powerful group, and we had come to a moment of prayer at the end of the small group. And so we kind of circled around, you know, made a circle, and we were all, you know, just, you know, standing in the presence of the Lord. And we're like, okay, ladies, if anyone needs prayer, just kind of call it out. And so different women kind of shared, I need prayer for this, I need prayer for that. And there was one woman who shared, she said, you know, I need prayer because my husband and I want to adopt or foster, and we just need prayer right now. We tried to have our own children, and it's been difficult, but we believe now is the time for us to foster, and I just really need prayer. And so as she spoke, the Lord had just downloaded to me a word for her. And the word was, is that, yes, he wants you to foster, but you will have your own children. In fact, I see twins. I see twins in your womb. Now, I heard that from the Lord. I heard the word of the Lord. And the Lord had told me to release that word to that sister. But I didn't. I didn't give her the word. I questioned. I kind of stopped. I said, oh, well, are you sure this is you, God? Are you sure? You talking to the right person, God? I mean, I don't know. I mean, what if I say this and it's not right? What if I say this and people look at me funny? What if I do that and it's I offend her? What if I say these words and you know, no one ever wants to come to the small group again? I was so concerned. My own feelings, my own plans, my own agenda, my own schedule, that I began to build walls. That's what I did. When you build a wall of disobedience, it starts with doubt, starts with fear. And if those are bricks, those aren't bricks from the Lord. Those are bricks from the enemy. Because if he can get you to build a wall of disobedience, you will not fulfill the plan and the purpose God has for your life. You will not release the words that he's given you to release to others. You will not go to that place that he's telling you to go to exactly the words he told Jonah, cry out. He told Jonah to cry out for that city. But when we build the walls of disobedience, we won't cry out. We won't do it. And so in that moment, I was building brick by brick, disobedient. I said, I can't say that. That's disobedient. I can't pray that. Disobedient. I'm questioning you, God. I don't know if this is even you. Disobedience, because only God would tell me that. The enemy would not tell me, right, to speak life into that woman. But the enemy will tell you to flee. Uh-oh. The enemy will tell you to run. Yeah. The enemy will tell you to shut your mouth. The enemy will tell you. Did God really say? I'm going to stop right here and let you know that when God speaks to you and he tells you to go, arise, speak, prophesy, pray, preach, teach, come on, that is God. That's God. It's not the enemy, because he doesn't want you to do that. He doesn't want you to do that because he knows that on the other side of your yes, on the other side of your obedience, is someone else's breakthrough. You see, with Jonah, God knew that Jonah's yes would bring breakthrough to an entire city. But here we see him saying, No. He literally turns his back on the presence of the Lord to go somewhere else, somewhere far away. And it's so far away that it's from the presence of the Lord. Listen, think about this. We all want to experience his presence. We all want to stand in the glory. We all want that. And when we're in his presence, he begins to speak to us. He begins to download to us. And for us to turn away from those moments in disobedience, we need to repent. I know that God has spoken to many of us in his presence. And he's told us things to do. Yet, we have questioned. We have contemplated. We have tried to rationalize, analyze, overcomplicate what God wants to do through you. So in that moment of my disobedience, as I built those walls up, do you know what God did? As we begin to pray for the woman, one of the sisters in the circle begins to speak. And she begins to speak the very word the Lord had placed inside of me for that woman. Whew. What did Mordecai tell Esther? He says, if you don't speak or move, right, at a time like this, help could come from another place. You know what God taught me in that moment? That one, his word will not return to him void. Two, when he sends it, it will accomplish what it was sent to do. And three, be obedient. Because if you don't say it, he'll get it done. If you won't be obedient, if you won't surrender, he will now use someone else because it's less about you, come on, and more about the one that he's after. Because we know the Bible tells us he will leave the 99 and go after the one. So how does he get to the one? He uses everyday, ordinary people to get to the one. So the wall of disobedience, how are we building that up right now in this season? What has God asked you to do? What word has he placed inside of you? Yet, every time that word comes up, you say, not now, God. Not me, God. Maybe in a year, God. Maybe when I get myself together, God. And we do what Jonah did. We arise and flee to a city he didn't tell us to go to, from the presence of the Lord. So this morning I want to encourage you. Tear down those walls of disobedience. And I would even go a little deeper. When did you begin to believe those lies that God can't use you? Who told you that lie? And when did you start believing that? Walls get built because we start believing. We start believing lies. And we build them brick by brick. Some of us have built these walls of disobedience so high that you can't even see the other side anymore. You can't even see your breakthrough anymore. And God wants to come down right now and tear down those walls. And you know what it's going to take for those walls to be torn down? Surrender. I want you to close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to visualize that wall that's been built up. That wall of disobedience. And I want you to see every brick on that wall. How did that wall get built? What lies were you believing? In the moment that I was in that prayer circle, you know, I believed a lot of lies. I believed that God couldn't use me. I believed that people would be offended. I believed that I wasn't really hearing his voice. I believe that he couldn't do the impossible. I believed and I doubted God. What are your bricks saying? That wall of disobedience. Why didn't you arise and go? Why did you arise and flee? Just take a moment right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So if you see that wall, I just want you to take a moment right now. Say, Father, forgive me for building walls. Walls to keep you out. Walls of disobedience, of doubt, of fear. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would remove every single wall that I have built right now, God, and let every wall begin to fall now in Jesus' name. Let every wall begin to fall now in Jesus' name. Wall of disobedience, we tell you to just fall flat now in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Father, thank you right now for sending the battering ram. God is swinging this battering ram, and it's hitting that wall of disobedience. Lord, we want you to come in and tear that down, but we also need to tear it down, too. And Lord, we will not build that back up again. We will not build that back up again. And so again, Lord, I thank you that every single wall, disobedience, that has been built up in our lives, in our hearts, where instead of arising and go, we've arrived and fled. We haven't been obedient. We haven't heard your word and moved. God, tear down that wall now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. I want to leave you with this. Colossians 3, verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. I want you just to ponder on that for a moment. In which you yourself, listen to this, once walked when you lived in them. So I want you to understand what this is letting you know. There was a time when you walked in disobedience. There was a time that you walked in disobedience, but you now, because of Christ, right? Listen to this. It says, but now you yourself are to put off all these, listen, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who was renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all in all. Listen, there was a time when you walked in disobedience. That was before Christ came into your life. But in Christ, we are new. It says a new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. You've been renewed. You've been set free. So disobedience is no longer who you are. You are not a son of disobedience. Amen. You are a new creation. You've been given a new life. You've been given a new name. You've been given a new lifestyle. Come on. It's been new. It says you have to put that off. So disobedience is not what you walk in anymore. So now if we go back to Jonah, and we go back to the assignment he was given, on this side of the cross, we say yes. We say yes. We're no longer disobedient. And so what that means is that you have to submit to God's plan and God's will. Because after all, it's his will that will be done, not yours. So you have to submit. You have to surrender. So you get your breakthrough and those walls can come down. You know, in that moment in that prayer meeting when that happened, I learned something that day. And I vowed to the Lord, never again will I disobey you, Lord. Never again. I will be obedient. The other thing that I've also learned is God has my back. You see, when we're in the will of the Lord, His presence is with us. His presence is with us, amen. And so He covers you. And so those that fear of, you know, what's someone going to say? What's someone going to do? Oh my gosh. No. He has you. He just needs you to be obedient because there's a city. There's a family. There's a man. There's a woman who needs you to arise and go. On the other side of your yes is someone's breakthrough. So will you say yes? Let me pray for you. Father, thank you. Thank you for showing us the wall that we've built up, disobedience, not heeding your word, not going the way you told us to go. And Father, I thank you that you're so gracious. And so God, we just repent. We repent. You see, repentance is powerful because repentance says, I know I was going this way, but I'm not going to go that way anymore. So I repent, Lord. Forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us for the times you asked us to go. And we said no. Or we said not now. Or we said somebody else. Forgive us, Lord. And I thank you, God, that you've torn down those walls this morning and that we would be a people who would be obedient to your word and step forth into the plan and the purpose that you have for each and every one of us. I give you glory and I thank you, Lord, for the breakthrough. For the breakthrough. So that we can cross over into new places with you. I just hear the word elevate. Elevation. God says, this is a time for elevation. This is a time to go from glory to glory to glory. He's elevating you. He's elevating you. And here's the thing, you're already seated with Him in heavenly places. He just wants you to recognize where you're seated. And that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It's not you. It's not your strength. It's Him. And so when you say yes to the assignment, it's Him. You're just partnering with Him. Amen? You're saying, yes, Lord, I will partner with you. However you want to use me. However you want to use me, Lord, have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name.